glad to be back here. Try to get back this thing on course with the players, and had a good morning with everybody. We gave them some time off Monday to recover from the West Coast trip, and I'd say a good portion of it, 96% of the guys came in here and got a workout and watched the film on their own, and that's a good sign that these guys are ready to move on and get ready for this next game. He should practice here today. Yes.
Snaps?
Yes.
Does he have a torn labrum?
He's got a shoulder injury.
Is that a torn labrum?
I'm not going to get into the specifics of the injury or anybody's injuries, and I never will. Let me finish. I'll say that again. I have before. I'm not gonna.
Is it pain tolerance? Is that the injury, or is it whether or not he'll be able to go?
No, I think he's going to be able to go. I mean, with that type of injury. We're certainly going to give it a try here today in practice. Yeah, that's.
Did you send the MRIs to Dr. Edwards?
That's. I'm not going to talk about that either.
Is it encouraging? People thought that Maurice was going to be very serious, possible list Frank. And what can you talk about with Maurice?
He's got a sprained foot. Again, that there's no timeline on it. Like I said the other day, based on what we've had with the previous injuries with the guy's feet, he's going to miss this game, and we'll know more after that. But definitely not going to give a timeline on it because everybody's different. The 2 to 4 week and 4 to 6 week, just players are different. And they respond differently to treatment and pain tolerance. So I'll never get into a time frame for guys' return.
You've been going out the whole training camp. You said that, 2 to 4 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks. You said that multiple times.
I think I'm just going to handle it that way from now on, Vito. That's just the way things will be done. And again, whether I said that or not, it's still the timeline is different for everybody. I mean, I can give you weeks. Some of them have been longer than what I've said, and some have been shorter. But I'm not going to give you – I just think that's false information to tell you a timeline when players are different. Each guy is different. No, I'm not. What I said this morning was, and I said to him that this would be the same message whether we were 3-3, 0-6, whatever it is. This is the message that you guys would be hearing. And again, I'm trying to stay positive. That's what I believe in. I think that's what they need. These guys have done everything we've asked. You know, we've just come up short. So we're trying to stay positive, but still be demanding in what we need to get done to get on track to get this thing going. I may have a better feel for that after today, but I don't foresee that happening being a big thing. But I'll have to just make that judgment after today. I'm sure. I mean, if you ask the locker room, there's not one guy in there that doesn't have something that hurts right now. I mean, that's just so they're all fighting through something. I'd say yes. I mean, it's actually less than 7 days. I'm saying it today, Wednesday.
So it's healed up in 3 days, whatever it is.
Well, you don't know the extent of it when you're on the sideline and you don't have an MRI and all the, you know, the technology to say exactly what it is and the prognosis. You can verbally look at it from the naked eye and take an X-ray, but you're not going to get the results like you are from an MRI.
If he takes all the snaps, it's certainly not going to be 100%. One hit on it, he's back out of the game, and then you're playing a guy.
I couldn't tell you that. I couldn't tell if one hit. I don't think you could either. I don't know if anybody can do that. Again, everybody has different pain tolerances, and you wouldn't understand that unless you've had pain like NFL players have in locker rooms. So everybody's different. there's been times that he's had some things I know that hurt, and he continued to play, and this one we thought was best for him not to.
Coach, are you looking to bring in a backup quarterback now with the questions that you're talking about playing and something happens? Are you looking at somebody?
Well, we have John Parker Wilson on our practice squad, and John Parker has been in the system for, you know, a number of years now, so he's still pretty up on what we're doing. He doesn't take the snaps like, obviously, that Chad would, but John Parker has. He did even in Atlanta, took some snaps for us.
Mike, you've been pretty positive all year. The need to talk about that, did you talk about staying positive with the players? Is that because of Maurice's injury, and sometimes a key injury like that can be fairly deadly?
No, I mean, in the game, I felt like nobody really blinked or flinched when Maurice came out, and it looked like, especially when he had the crutches and everybody knew he was not going to return, I didn't feel like our guys said, you know, the game's over. I just felt like we kept playing, and that's a positive about our team, about our offense. We still felt like, let's just keep going like we did when Maurice wasn't here in training camp. We know we have the ability with Rashad and the guys that we have that are behind him. So I don't have that feel for right now. I certainly didn't have it in the game. I am remaining positive because I just think we've been in this position, you know, early in training camp when we were going against some of those teams without Maurice, so we can function.
So you're not bringing another quarterback then? You're not bringing anybody else in?
Not right now, no.
How much more work did they need to give Chad with the ones this week to
continue? I think we're going to go like Blaine is the guy, and if I have any, you know, inclinations that he's not, if there's something there that it's too painful or it's he can't do something, which I don't foresee that right now based on some of the things we've done working with him on the field, we'll see. But I don't see that the reps changing unless I see something that gives me a, you know, makes me worry about Blaine.
Chad said he thought he's a little impatient at times on the field with some. Could you see
that? I did. And then, you know, some of that, again, is first time being put in there and new offense in his world as well. But, yeah, I felt that same thing.
Mike, okay, you said that Maurice has got a straight foot. You didn't want to say what Blaine's got. Is it simply a matter of we know Maurice is out, whereas with Blaine is actually in the game, so that is the reason why you're not as forthcoming on that injury?
It has a lot to do with it, yes.
Okay. So you're trying to keep Green Bay guessing?
Really, you, Vito? No. No, I just, you know, I think the reason I'm really adamant about talking about injuries or players or whoever is talking about it, our sources inside, which and interesting to find out who that is. I think can be a competitive edge to opponents. You know, I really do. I know it is for us. So I know how people perceive when they hear things. You know, you're trying to gain any edge you can on anything to win a game, and you know, injuries are part of that. And so, I'm always cautious about it, and I'll always be that way. I've been that way, and not trying to hide anything from anybody. I'm trying to help our team win in any way we can.
Or do you think you're bringing any more competitive edge? You know, if you look at the film, 600-yard passing yards last two games. Do you think they need a competitive edge?
I think every week is different, Vito. Like I've told you. Every week is different. That's the beauty of the NFL. That's why I coach and you write about it and these guys play. It's different every week.
You're pretty adamant about talking about injuries. Disappointed how some slips in the building?
I'm guessing it's not coming from the building. That's my belief.
How's Blaine's confidence right now? You're not going the way he wants to. The injury on top of it.
It's good. It's good, yeah, especially with that throw to Cecil and some of the things he's progressively doing better and better. It's pretty good.
How do you think did Jennings get the yards he was supposed to get, or is he put some rustiness there?
I think it's harder to come in as a backup at any position to come in and think you're going to play at the top of your game until you get things rolling. I mean, I from experience and being around guys that start games, it's just that's why, like a Derek Cox, you don't want to work him in when he came back from the injury. We want him to start the game so he could get a feel for the flow of the game immediately. So, you know, I think Rashad will be hopefully more effective, but I think that has a lot to do with it when you come in off the bench.
Does playing at Lambeau Field have a different kind of significance for, you know, for teams than maybe playing somewhere else? Or is it just you're just playing it on another field?
No, it's quite a place. I mean, it's you know, every place has something about it. Oakland obviously has its fans. Green Bay, you know, played there a lot of times, especially when I was with Minnesota. Those people love football. I mean, regardless of the weather, regardless of wins or losses, I've seen them in the parking lots afterwards. I mean, it's just a good Sundays or days to have fun. And it's a great crowd, great crowd, great place to play football. We'll be out today, just today. See if we can work them tomorrow. Yes. Daryl's definitely out today. Out for this week. Yes.
How hard has it been to get the kind of consistency you've talked about with all the injuries you've dealt with, not just this week, but going all the way back to preseason? Have you done things you haven't done before?
It's hard to. I mean, it's hard to be consistent when you don't have your guys in there. You know. Week in and week out, but that's certainly not an excuse at all, because we have shown some things that we're capable of doing. We just haven't done those things with the same guys consistently. So it is what it is with the injuries. I mean, I know they had a number here last year. Some teams are going through it. I don't just got to deal with it, and hopefully these guys are stepping in. Can, you know, help our team win. I thought Julian handled it pretty well. First start in the NFL. We still rotated Kyle Bosworth in there, but I thought for the most part he handled himself pretty well. You know, he wasn't out of place. You didn't see anything that was glaring that it was too big for him. And that's really been him since he's been here from day one. He's going to practice today, but with no contact. So he's passed, but we're being cautious because of the number of you know, concussions.
Does he know both sides of the receiver position?
He's predominantly the weak side safety, our X receiver.
So what happens if he can go? How do you manage
Well, we've got multiple personnel groupings, and we name them different things just to get people in different spots that they do best. And right now, we're kind of a little cautious on when we put our game planning together. If he can play, we've got personnel groupings that will take advantage of what he does. And if he doesn't, we're prepared for that too. He's playing very well right now, very, very high level. Yes. I mean, based on the film I'm watching, I'd say yes. I think Randall.
The teams that have played him pretty well this year, the common thread pass rush.
Yes.
And so how do you feel like you guys?
Well, I mean, every week we feel like we have to get a rush on these guys, quarterbacks we've been playing. And this one probably greater than most because of the weapons they have outside.
You talked extensively on Monday about being more aggressive.
I know it felt like we did. I think what happened was we were getting there. We were at least putting more pressure on, but it was not any more than the average number of times we blitz. If you look at our blitzes throughout the season, the percentages of when we come and when we don't, we just happen to be putting more pressure on them.
Okay, let me rephrase that. You don't think that you blitzed linebackers specifically more in this game than you did in other games?
I have a pretty good idea of the number and the number we have been. Now there's different varieties of blitzes than we had different blitzes in for this game, but it just seemed like there was more. But the numbers called are relatively consistent with what we've been calling.
Where's John Chick and his come back, and when will we see him?
John is going to do a little more today than last week. We did some one-on-one with him, did a lot of stuff off to the side. Today he's going to get some teamwork, and he's excited about that. The guy's amazing. Come back off the injury and to rehab as hard as he has. And, I'm excited for him. I mean, this guy is chomping at the bit to get out there.
Do you think it's possible that he could be activated or something?
I'm going to give this week a good look at him. I mean, he certainly thinks he can. I mean, he thought last week. I mean, he thought about a month ago that he could. I mean, that's just the way he is. And he's definitely earned the opportunity to show it, especially this week.
It's been a little bit of a roller coaster for Rashad Jennings this year. Kind of looked like he might get a heavy load, and then obviously Mojo comes back and now back in. What about him, maybe his demeanor, it kind of sets him up to be successful in handling those kind of situations?
It has been up and down with the preseason, and then going into the Minnesota game, having a chance to show his ability, and then to get hurt in that game, and really just kind of being used sporadically. He doesn't show anything different when he comes to work. I mean, he's been very upbeat about everything, and I think this is a great chance for him to get back on track and again get to that higher level than he was when we were in camp around the ball.
If Robinson is cleared to play, what do you do with Schwartz? He's played pretty well there at the X.
Yeah, we have like I said, we have personnel groupings that we're going to do specific things. But we'd have to make a lot of decisions if he is cleared to play, with who would be up, who wouldn't be. So there's a lot of things that go with it, all being discussed. But there are things that he's involved with if he is. If he's not, we're okay, based on our game plan.
How many of those cards you have? Not enough.
No, I don't. But I know I have to crawl over a lot of them to get to the front of the meeting room. I mean, and that's serious. It's unfortunate.
Oh, if it's his injury, Reese's injury not as bad as Austin Lane's was?
Again, I couldn't tell you that. I don't know. It's the same type of injury, but again, some guys are quicker healers than others. Some, I don't know. That's a hard one for me to answer, Vito.
How does Aaron Rodgers play at such a high level? Is he kind of a total package, arm strength, maturity, ability to read defenses? Is that?
Yeah, and just the confidence in what he's doing and the guys around him, the system that he's in with the same guys, the Greg Jennings and Jordy, the same tight end. Now he's got another weapon with Randall Cobb that's probably going to move right into one of those spots if they ever have to lose. I mean, they just have guys out there that are weapons that he trusts are going to be in the right spot. And he's always been an accurate quarterback, but he's got great confidence. I think it's more of see if they can up-tempo on defense, see if they can just change the pace and get them on their heels a little bit. But I think it's a when needed. I can't tell if there's anything that says this is when they're going to do it. They just got to be ready for it.
When do you put Jarrell Smith on IL?
Why don't we?
Yeah.
We're still checking them out to see if that's necessary or not. But we are doing all the research we can on them to see why that thing is not healing like it should.
The improved pass rush last week, how much of that is Vincey maybe doing less is more situation and then maybe even
that helped
and lit a fire under Terrence's butt maybe too? Sometimes that can be blown, I guess.
Terrence has been, since he's been replaced by CJ, he's really handled it well for anybody. But he played well. I thought the whole D-line played well. But I think Austin, each game he's getting healthier. I think having George back over there, even though he played 9 snaps, that all plays into Mincy having a little more juice when he's coming. So, but I thought overall, even Tyson, practice watching Tyson did some good things. CJ's played consistent the whole year, though. I mean, he's played.
CJ remains a starter on Terrence.
Yes.
So you're not concerned about going in with Chad taking all the snaps? I mean, taking none of the snaps, and you got a quarterback who's a little ginger, so, you know, one hit can give you back out again.
I'm not totally concerned is not true. There's an ounce of it, but you know these guys do enough things defensively that Blaine needs to see as many looks as he possibly can. So he's well prepared.